Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's the end of the month for the bestie. It's July 28th. Woo! And there's only 150 days until Christmas, bestie. Santa's coming. Get your bongs ready for the stress. Maybe get some tinctures. Maybe tell the family to go away for a little while. You know, that kind of stuff. Get ready. Christmas is coming. July 28th. Woohoo! Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, folks. We have a really great show today. We have a wonderful guest on today. Sarah Polansky's on today, and we will be speaking with her shortly. Got some big news today, some exciting news.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we'll get to some news from Tucson, Arizona, and around the world at large. How's everybody doing out there today? Let's see if we get some blogging going on here. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and click on the radio section there. Scroll on down. You can get to the link right there, and you can get to the show. You can sign in and blog in and ask questions. You can call in at 646-915-8421. Just press number one. And you'll be put on the in-queue box there. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. We really, really, really appreciate it. And we'd like to give a shout-out to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come down and get certified. Come down and get some CBD products. Come down and just get some information and some education. That's the most important thing to us. We don't care if you come in and buy anything or not. What we do care is that you come in and chat with us. We have a wonderful, wonderful staff down there, and we just want to talk to you about whatever you have going on, whether it's stress of, you know, the pandemic today or even the stress of the Olympics. I mean, hey, oh, where are you guys in the green room? that's stressful, too. Fun to watch. But come on down, and we'd love to chat with you. And we have doctors on staff 6 days a week. So Monday through Saturday, you can come down and get certified. You can come down for a consultation if you just want to talk to a doctor before you get certified. And again, you can talk with one of us. Let's see, what else here? If you want to know what conditions you can get certified for, if you are interested, go to the website and check out our certification section. And it lists everything. You can also book your appointment right on top of the page there. We also accept walk-ins, which is really great, Monday through Saturday. Just come on in anytime. The conditions that qualify you for a medical cannabis card: PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's. We know that includes dementia and all the other types of Alzheimer's. Cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, tremors, all those kinds of things. You're also eligible for a medical cannabis card if you're being treated for something, even if it's not on the list, and the treatments causing you anything on the list. And the chronic pain covers a whole host of things.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can also email thctucson@gmail.com or just come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We are offering telemedicine appointments as well, so you don't have to go anywhere but where you are to get your appointment. All right. So speaking of CBD and stress and the whole world and good products, we have someone coming on air with us this morning, Sarah Polansky, and you can read all about her on our website on the radio show section. Sarah says throughout her 20s, she struggled with chronic health issues that left her exhausted, sick, and with a feeling that something wasn't right. She became very ill from parasites, and after the math of being overprescribed antibiotics, could barely tolerate food, and maintaining a high-stress job felt impossible. So it was this, at that point, after allopathic medicine failed, she turned to alternative forms of medicine and the power of plants. So with that introduction, we're going to let Sarah say hello and welcome to We Stay. We really appreciate you being here.
Hi, everyone. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Excited to connect with both of you today and with your listeners. So great introduction. Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's really in a mission to help people heal. So I'm excited to chat with you guys today because it seems like you guys really share the same philosophy.
Yeah, thank you for being on. And again, we're so sorry about we don't change here in Arizona. And I'm not sure I saw you had a Bay Area code phone number. Is that right?
I am. I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, awesome. I was born in Napa. Or no, I was born in Oakland, raised in Napa. So I'm a Bay Area girl myself, right on. Good job. So I just checked because my best friends are there, and I always have to tell them what time it is wherever I am.
For sure, yeah.
Thanks for getting up early.
I'm from the East Coast and lived in Philadelphia a long time, Detroit, and then California wooed me over, and I haven't been able to leave. So
I know it does that. It does that, especially the Bay Area. If you're at all into, I hate the word alternative. I just want to say, if you're all into healthy healing, Marin and the Bay Area are your place to be because there's just so many people that are for that, and there's so many different types of doctors out there, which is awesome. So tell us more about how you got into all this. There's the allopathic part, and you've got the yin yang part, and you've got all sorts, and then we're throwing in CBD in all of this. Tell us how it's
going. Yeah. So, you know, as you kind of mentioned in the intro, I was dealing with just ups and downs in my health throughout my 20s, a lot of digestive issues. And then after I was spending some time abroad doing some social impact work in East Africa, I ended up contracting a parasite from contaminated water. And, you know, I was over there for a little over a month. And so it was something that had to be dealt with while I was over there. So it was, you know, taking some antibiotics while I was over there. And then when I got back and I was dealing with doctors here, I even went to see like infectious disease specialists at Stanford. So it was really not a great course of action as far as like what to do. And it was just more antibiotics. And, you know, essentially your digestive system is highly correlated to your immune system and to your energy and all this and that. So I quickly found myself just really struggling to keep up with everyday life, not to mention my job. And so as you were calling out about this Bay, you know, the Bay Area and a variety of kind of healing specialists, you know, I saw all sorts of people to try to pinpoint what to do. And, you know, I think like at the end of the day, what was really interesting to me was to learn that your body ultimately wants to heal itself. And it's kind of like you have to get out of the way and let it do that.
Yeah.
And so
very well said. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get out of its
like
way.
Yeah, and that's what homeostasis is, right? Like it's it's that balance of being in optimal health. So every day your body's constantly working to try to get back to that place of health. And, you know, there's so many plant allies out there which can help you get there. And that's really the journey that I was on in creating this formula or these formulas.
Yeah. And, you know, like you were saying, when you're put on all these antibiotics, your gut, it's like, you know, you really are what you eat and what you consume or what's in your system. And these antibiotics kill everything off in there. And then you get sick. And then, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a whole domino effect of unhealthiness once that happens. What did you go to school to learn how to integrate these? Because you've got some really wonderful different plants, the mushrooms and other various other things that you're using in your tinctures. How did you learn about those?
Yeah, so I mean, I took on doing a lot of research myself, just buying texts and educating myself. But then I worked with a master herbalist, specifically in coming up with these formulas. You know, I came to him with my goal and some plants that I thought would work well. And we helped work together to kind of narrow in that list and figure out the right ratios of things and putting these two groups of plants together. So as you called out, we have adaptogens in there, which we can get into later on what that means in case your listeners aren't aware. We have other herbs. We have edible essential oils, which are offering a lot of great terpenes in there, which I know your cannabis users are used to hearing that term. And then, of course, cannabis. And within that cannabis, you know, it's primarily CBD, but then also CBDA and CBN. And I know a lot of people we're starting to hear about CBN, but, you know, I feel like the real unsung hero of the cannabinoid world is CBDA and Dr. Raphael Mishulam. His work and the acids that are coming out, I think, is really starting to highlight that cannabinoid specifically.
Now, is that the CBD in its raw form?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought. There's you know, Dr. Courtney, I think his name is, who does the juicing, the benefits of juicing and such. That's awesome that that's in here. And yeah, CBN is something that people are using, I guess, for sleep and such and different ailments and different conditions. Talk to us about the adaptogens. You said, like, for users that aren't familiar with these terms, to talk to us about those kinds of things.
Sure, yeah. So adaptogens are interesting. They're a type of medicinal classification of medicinal plants that have to essentially like do no harm to the body and help your body resist stressors and build tolerance to stressors over the long term. So it primarily goes to work on your HPA axis system. And so that system is regulating your nervous system, essentially. And these plants were used we have records as early as 3000 BCE within Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. But then they were formally studied in the late 1940s by a Soviet scientist. And that work kind of put he essentially went on a journey around the world trying to find these medicinal plants and classify them in order to make the Soviet army, the soldiers, stronger. And so that kind of solidified, you know, the term adaptogens was during that time. And so that, you know, what's interesting about these plants is some of them are grown in really harsh climates. And so that plant has created an ability for itself to adapt to those environmental stressors. And the compounds that it creates to adapt to those environmental stressors are essentially, when we ingest it, that's how we're getting some of those benefits. So those similar compounds are reacting within our own body and giving us a way to help adapt to stressors. And those stressors could be environmental, they could be mental, physical, they could be diet related. You know, I think in the modern world, it's like those types of stressors that we're coming in contact with every day are pretty much endless. So
right.
I think, you know, having this mix of hemp and adaptogens put together in one formula was really where we kind of saw this is really an all-in-one dream team of helping somebody who's overworked, overstressed, and having, you know, stress can cause a lot of inflammation in the body, which can then leads to disease. And so ultimately it was, how do we help people cope with stress? How do we help people feel better? And so the daytime helps you, calm that stress response while also helping you kind of tune in and have a little bit stronger cognitive performance with some of the nootropic herbs we have in there. And then the nighttime is really about helping you relax and restore and build your immune system while you sleep.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that's a big thing for people right now is sleep. We have a lot of patients that come in every day just for, they're not even getting their cards. They're just getting stuff for sleep. And you've got a nice combination here with valerian and lavender and, you know, all sorts of things that help aid in sleep. And, you know, especially right now with the pandemic and the stress, people are just, they're all over the map, you know. So they're inconsistent, and, you know, CDC's coming out with other things this morning and yesterday, and people are back, the anxiety's back up, you know. So it's good to have these kinds of aids in our lives right now, because we really need them.
Yeah, I mean, I like to talk about our formulas. You mentioned the yin-yang, and, you know, I really see them kind of, you take them as a set, and it's really to help, it's to help with that daily sense of zen. I mean, everyone needs a little bit more zen in their life, and that's kind of our core philosophy is, you know, there's always going to be crazy things in the world, and we don't want to tune out to it, but we also want to make sure that we're coming to it from a place of balance and strength to be able to deal with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to be aware, but calm in it, because you can't make healthy decisions if you're, you know, you're not grounded in it. You know what I mean?
Completely. Yeah.
So it says here on your website, you've got rigorous quality testing. Who does your testing, and what are you testing for?
Yeah, so we do a lot of testing. We're really following two protocols. So we're following the FDA protocol for creating a supplement, which is not yet attached to the hemp industry and to hemp industry products. And then we're following the regulations that have been attached to the cannabis industry, regulated cannabis. And so following the testing protocols there. So, you know, what that looks like is when we get our plants from the suppliers, you know, they're all coming with COAs, and then we do another check. We do an identity check to make sure that plant is what it says it is. When we're getting our cannabis and our hemp from our farmer, that's coming with the COA, but then we do our own testing right away to just confirm that the product is what it says it is as potent as it says it is. And then we go through a double extraction process of our herbs And so coming out of that, we're doing an interim test for volatile organic compounds to make sure that our ethanol is at a level, because we use ethanol to extract our plants, that our ethanol is at a level that's not there. And then the final product testing, everything all in one, which this kind of testing isn't normally done for supplements, just normal plant-based supplements, but again, following the cannabis protocol. We're testing for mycotoxins, heavy metals, pesticides, volatile organic compounds, potency, terpenes. I might be missing something, but, you know, we just do the full suite analysis there, really testing for anything to make sure that this product is really safe. And you know, that sometimes people might wonder, you know, like looking at the different products that are out there and trying to discern, is this product the same apples to apples as another product? And, you know, oftentimes it's, you know, having all this rigorous testing that happens in the background is really how you can tell, like, higher quality products from lesser quality products. And so, you know, sometimes that's also reflected in the price, right? People might be wondering, why is this product more expensive than the other? And there's due diligence happening in the background to make sure that that product is really safe. And the fact that we're creating something that's meant to heal, it's of utmost importance to us that what is going out there is completely clean, and it's completely doing what we're setting out to do, and that there's nothing hidden in it that could make somebody sick.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you don't. You can't have that, because a lot of people have compromised immune systems to start with. You can't add contaminants on top of that. Do you have an actual brick-and-mortar store, or are you simply online right now?
Yeah, we're just online, so people can find us at prismaticplants.com. And we have a variety of, you know, smaller brick-and-mortar retail partners that we work with. We're, if you're in the Southern California area, we're carried in Erewhon, which is a large kind of organic premium grocery retailer down there. And, yeah, we don't have plans to build out a brick-and-mortar, but, you know, we love to partner with any other retail partners that feel like our product might be a right fit for them.
Awesome. So is there cannabis in this, or is it just strictly hemp? CBD.
Yeah, it's hemp, but, you know, I use the term interchangeably, because, you know, hemp is a type of cannabis, but not to confuse people, because I know it gets really confusing of what is what. But yeah, it's hemp, and definitely under the 0.3% THC that's
right.
Allowed.
Ridiculous.
And yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like, even that small amount, having gone through a lot of, you know, trials of other types of extracts and products and whatnot, I do still strongly believe that full spectrum extracts within hemp, even though it's a small amount, work more effectively than broad spectrum. I think having that little bit of THC in there helps activate.
Full plant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Helps activate what now?
Just helps activate your endocannabinoid system and overall healing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we carry all three. We have a product that's just strictly CBD. We have a lot of people that are very concerned, and, you know, a lot of COA drivers and stuff, they don't want to have their license taken away and such. And they have broad spectrum for people who are still a little weary. But I go right to the full spectrum for people usually, unless they don't want it. But that's usually where I go to, because having the whole plant available is parts of it, you know, especially if you're going to, you know, you don't want to change it too much. Also here, it says you've got sustainable agriculture, eco-friendly supply chain, and you donate to like-minded organizations. What kind of organizations are you donating to?
Yeah, so we're part of this organization called the Floret Coalition. And you can find out more information about that by going to Broccoli Magazine or going on Instagram and searching for Floret Coalition. But it's essentially a group of cannabis businesses who are setting out to kind of help the inequities that exist within the BIPOC community, Black, Indigenous, People of Color community. And so we, every month, their board picks an organization and we donate a portion of our proceeds to go to that organization. We also have various campaigns from time to time that go to other specific organizations, whether it's environmental. And then, you know, 1% of our profits are also going to a variety of organizations that we feel like are kind of around the ethos of our company, which is, you know, celebrating plant-based medicine and making sure that it's accessible to people.
Awesome. That's really great. Because it should be accessible to everybody on every level.
Yeah, it really
level,
should.
Whatever,
yeah.
You know, yeah. No matter, I mean, I know someday, you know, in the future, you'll go to the pharmacy or whatever and you'll have Tylenol and ibuprofen and there'll be your little cannabis capsules, you know. It'll be there someday. But it might be a long time, but it should be accessible. And safely, though, you know, like you said, I'm glad to hear you're testing like that. Are you growing any of this yourself? Are you involved with the farmers that you're getting your CBD from or?
Yeah, so we have a farmer. Yeah, we have a farmer we work with out of Colorado that we have a direct relationship with, who is USDA certified organic. And, you know, I think that was really important to us is really sourcing every item in our supply chain. So, you know, everything that we're sourcing is organic. And with that, also looking for sustainable agriculture within that. I think the great thing about growing, you know, hemp and growing cannabis in general, depending upon the facilities and how it's grown, is that, you know, there's a reason it's called a weed, right? The nickname weed. And that's because it grows quickly, it grows well, and it's just a very efficient plant. So it doesn't require the amount of resources that something like cotton or, you know, some of the other crops that we grow. So, you know, side note there, I think just being within that industry, being supporting the hemp industry, and, you know, I hope more of our U.S. agriculture actually moves over to growing hemp and growing cannabis and moves away from growing some of these other crops that are really resource intensive, and we can make that industry more of a function of our agriculture industry of this country. And so, you know, with that comes federal policy that needs to get passed.
Oh, absolutely. That's for sure. It will. It'll happen. It's just going to take a long time, and it's going to take, you know, sadly, it's about money for a lot of people until, and you always know this story, well, I was not a believer until someone I knew got sick, you know, and the only thing that would help them is this. And more we're hearing these stories where people are just flat out trying this first. You know, they're like, hey, you know, someone said that this is what's working and this is what I should try. And, you know, your website has some great educational articles on here, which we're all about. So I love it. Prismaticplants.com. Check it out, everybody. I know we got off to a late start and I apologize, but I'll get this end wrapped up here for you so you can get on your day and get going. Thank you for coming on air. Do you want to tell everybody else where else they can find you? Are you doing any tele-lectures or anything fun like that or tele-speaking?
Nothing like that happening, but I think we have some partnered pop-ups in the works. And then, you know, if any of your listeners are interested in checking out our products, they can use the code TUMBLEWEEDS, just all one word, for 20% off if they'd like to try some of our products. And thank you. Thanks, Belf, so much for the time today, and really appreciate talking to you guys and your listeners.
Oh, well, we appreciate having you on. And again, sorry for the whole time mix-up. We'll get you back.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, keep us updated with what's going on, and we will surely reach out to you about your product. And we wish you nothing but the best, and thank you for taking the time to.
Thank you. Take care.
Oh, and of course, I'm cutting out right at this point here, so let's see what happens. You're gone. Continue. Let's see. Are we still there? Are we gone? You're back now. I'm back now. Oh, I'm back now. Surprise. Yeah, it cut out just as we ended the interview, so that's fine. You can see Sarah's information on our website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We were just about to bust out our favorite song of the morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back at you.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs will be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to hold those gloves. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Stay Wednesday, everybody. If you're just tuning in, it's Weed Stay Wednesday. I'm Bell Star. Cannabis Kid is nowhere to be found. Hello to Grand Island and Silver Sister. We have some big news we're going to announce right now. Ready? Hang on. Let's get that drum roll up. Oh, that was weak. Let's try that again. Yay! So for Tumbleweed's 10-year anniversary, we decided to open another shop. How about that? Only this one is very unique from different from other CBD shops, and you'll know why soon. Yeah, top secret for right now, but it has something to do with what was on the radio show today. Anywho, it's going to be the hemp and CBD shop. We're going to have a CBD doctor on staff. Dang right. And we're going to have all sorts of wonderful products, everything hemp and CBD with a unique little flair coming soon. So you're going to love it. It's called The Good Leaf. It's going to be at 6224 East Speedway over by Bookman's across the street from Starbucks and Trader Joe's. Opening soon. We'll let you know when. it is a work in progress right now. So just a few weeks, a couple more weeks, we'll get that open to you. Also, you can vote for Tumbleweeds Health Center. Check it out. If you go to the home section, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, go to the home page. You can vote for us. Best of Tucson 2021. Vote it up. We really appreciate that. You can also give us a 5-star review if you're happy with us. If you're not, don't. Just kidding. But don't. Call us. Tell us why. We'll fix it. We'll make it better. Right now, there's a $299 certification special. That includes, if you don't have medical records, that includes that, your evaluation fee, doctor fee, state fee, which is $150, and the processing fee. It includes everything, and that's good for 2 years. Yeah, good for 2 years. So I know you guys are all excited to renew your cards, and we are too, but check your expiration dates because there's been a handful of folks that have come in and they didn't have their cards on hand, and we couldn't see, so we went through the whole process and found out that, dang it, their cards were still good for a little time anyway. If you know anyone who's deaf or hard of hearing and needs a sign language interpreter, we offer that free of charge as well. Yes, November 11, 2021, we'll be turning 10 years old. Huge party. Right, Silver Sister? Huge party coming on. You didn't know that yet, but there is. Also, if you are getting your medical card, if you have your medical card, if you're new to getting your medical card, go to our website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And on the front page, if you scroll down just past where our 10 years of service coming up is, our little badges, the Arizona Department of Health Services section is there with their logo. You can create your patient portal, which is super simple. You just click that button. And it's asking for your legal first and last name, your phone number, date of birth, and an email address. And that is it. Then they'll send you a link. You create a password. You email that password to us. We process your information, and we're good to go. You can log into your portal. You can process your own application. If you just would rather do it yourself and get it done right in the next, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, then you go ahead, right ahead and do it. We will do it for you, and it would should only take 24 to 48 hours to get your medical card. If you forgot your password, there's a button for that too. You can check that out. Just hit forgot password. You can contact us, ask us questions. You can check us out, check out our doctors. You can see what conditions qualify you for a medical cannabis card. That would be PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, all kinds of seizures, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, which runs the gamut all the way to dementia, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. You're eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or just a treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes any of the above conditions or more. So if you're being treated for something and your ailment's not on the list but something's causing something there, then you can go ahead and get certified.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com, or you can just come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, corner of southeast side of Broadway and Swan. And we do offer telemed, so if you can't or don't want to leave where you are, just shoot us an email. There's a section on our website to fill out a little telemedicine form. Fill that out, and we'll get in contact with you to get you your medical cannabis card. All right, here's some news, some game-changing news. Ready for this, New York? Marijuana will no longer be seized at New York airports. New York police have stopped seizing marijuana, making arrests, or issuing tickets for low-level marijuana possession for travelers passing through airports across the state. New York legalized the possession of up to 3 ounces of marijuana in March. Times Union reported, quote, "We don't seize it. We just look for threats. Explosives, knives, guns. We don't look for illegally possessed narcotics," said Bart Johnson, who is federal security director at Albany International Airport. "When we notice something suspicious on a pat-down or something like that, and then we discover that it's marijuana, so we're looking to see if that's a threat. If it turns out to be something that appears to be an illegal substance, we just notify law enforcement." The Albany County Sheriff said they no longer issue tickets or make an arrest if the amount of cannabis appears to be less than 3 ounces. There it is, folks. In prior years, deputies and investigators had made dozens of arrests or issued tickets for unlawful possession of marijuana at the airport. Quote, TSA officers do not search for marijuana or other illegal drugs, quote, TSA stated in April 2019. Quote, our screening procedures are focused on security and detecting potential threats. But in the event a substance appears to be marijuana or a cannabis-infused product, we're required by federal law to notify law enforcement. This includes items that are used for medicinal purposes. So they can still call the cops on you, but they're not going to do anything. I mean, you know, these days, you know, it's seriously, these days, it's like, why would you? You're just going to get laughed at anyway. You know, at least by us, 3 ounces or less. So New York, gosh, remember when, who was flying with like actual plants in the airport? Remember when that happened? Some guy like took on some actual cannabis plants onto the plane, and they're like, what do we even do with this stuff? It's a plant. Like, you can't smoke it. You can't do anything with it. We know what you can do with it. It's a plant. Come on, guys. What else is going on in the news? That was brought to you by azmarijuana.com. New Mexico is expected to run out of cannabis when legal sales begin. Well, no, it's not magic. That's I'm sure that New Mexico could be in trouble when it comes to cannabis availability. In a recent hearing, experts stated that New Mexico will likely run out of recreational cannabis products within the first week of when sales go live. Linda Trujillo, superintendent of the Regulation and Licensing Department, spoke with the Economic Committee. Franchise. Obviously, referring to the future of cannabis sales, Trujillo said that they anticipate not having enough product to meet demand by the time the program launches next year. It's highly likely we will run out of cannabis in the first week, if not the first 2 weeks, she said in the meeting. For information based on the first few weeks of other states' recreational cannabis launch programs. According to Trujillo's estimate, the state would need to make sure it has grown 500,000 plants in order to meet the expected demand. It isn't as easy as growing that amount, though. Trujillo said, noted that they should account for at least an 18% growth failure rate. That's true. New Mexico gets ready for the rush. The New Mexico recreational cannabis law officially went into effect June 29th, but New Mexico's deadline to begin cannabis licenses is September 1st. However, the regulation and licensing department has not released details about proposed retailer rules, nor have individuals been chosen to run the Cannabis Regulation Advisory Committee. Quote, I thought we would have done this months ago, quote, Trujillo said. Quote, it's a little disappointing to me that it's taken so long to do it. Quote, New Mexican lawmakers who approved legalization in a scroll of the industry, including production, testing facilities, and retail businesses. The most recent regulatory movement included the Cannabis Control Division, CCD, altering plant-related rules. The CCD ruled to increase the number of plants that a grower may cultivate from 4,500 to 8,000, as well as an extra 500 per year for 4 years, resulting in a total of 10,000 plants. Oh, yeah, golf clap for that. 10,000 plants. We get six, and I do a lot with that. Holy smokes. Get it? Smokes. All right. New Mexico is expected to collect $50 million in cannabis revenue during its first year and will create approximately 11,000 jobs. While there won't be any shortage of interest in cannabis, Trujillo's main concern is how they can make access to the cannabis industry easier for locals who don't have the finances to succeed in the industry. Quote, access to capital is almost not available, Trujillo said. Quote, my fear is that individuals who are interested in getting into this industry are going to take measures like cashing out their retirement or taking out second mortgages on their homes or taking out their family life savings. Matt Munoz, a partner in the Carver family farm business who's looking to become a cannabis micro business owner, according to Yahoo Finance, he believes that the state should help residents looking to enter the industry by giving them first priority for business licenses. He defends his stance by pointing out the high cost of both obtaining a license as well as getting a regulated cannabis business up and running. Availability is limited in New Mexico, too. In Albuquerque, Munoz says the vacancy rate is approximately 2%, which would make it both difficult and expensive for a resident to operate a cannabis business there. He also voiced concerns with the burgeoning black market for cannabis in Oklahoma, whose cannabis program has been live for 3 years now. The next public hearing held by the Cannabis Control Division is set to be held on August 6th. Meetings with numerous state organizations will continue to be held up to the point when recreational cannabis sales begin April of 2022. Oh, come on, guys. You know what? 2020. You guys, that's just silly. Well, here's the deal. They have until April of next year, you know, start growing autos. Let's hear it for autos. Auto plants are great. So start growing your regulars, grow autos in between, and just keep it going. Have it out. You guys can do this, New Mexico. You got this. All right. What else on in the news today? What is happening? Just trying to find a good, fun article for you guys this morning. Let's see. The first marijuana consumption lounge opens in Illinois. Woo! Marijuana smokers in southern Illinois can now legally light up in a new consumption lounge. The Luna Lounge in Cesar, Illinois, about 5 hours south of Chicago, was specifically built for marijuana smokers. Illinois' new recreational marijuana allows cities to authorize marijuana consumption lounges for adults 21 and up, only in licensed marijuana dispensaries or a retail tobacco store, which is defined as a store that generates 80% of or more of its revenue from the sale of tobacco or smoking products. Quote, we're providing a place to smoke cannabis, just like a bar, but with no alcohol, said Luna Lounge owner Holly Roeder. Luna's customers will pay a $4.20 entry fee and can purchase CBD pipes, rolling papers, and rent bongs. Luna will provide entertainment with bands, comedians, and board games. Quote, the feedback we've gotten has been overwhelmingly positive. Assessor's mayor said, quote, I don't partake, but just like every new business, I'm going to show up and show my support. I hope they have a domino effect and bring in tourism for other businesses. We're hoping it will help Assessor grow. Way to go, Holly. Whoop, whoop. You go, girl. Smoking in the lounges of Illinois. That's lovely. All right. Okay. Arizona Hotel now offers cannabis-friendly rooms. Right on. God, it's so annoying. You go to a hotel now and you're like, you got your weed with you and you get the no smoking room because you don't want to smell like that smoke, right? And then you're like, oh, but I said I wouldn't smoke, but you're talking cigarettes. All right. New ownership of the Clarendon Hotel and Spa, a landmark four-star boutique hotel in central Phoenix, just announced it has become Arizona's first cannabis-friendly hotel. You go. Starting July 25th, guests will have the opportunity to book cannabis-friendly rooms by calling a hotel at 602-252-7363 or using the booking website Bud and Breakfast at budandbreakfast.com. The cannabis sleeping rooms are located on the west side of the hotel property where guests can partake in edibles, flower, and vape, which have been purchased at a local dispensary. Cannabis flower usage is allowed in designated areas only. To shop for cannabis, the hotel will offer a car service to drive guests to a dispensary where they can also rent pipes and bombs. Quote, we are a cannabis-friendly hotel and have a cannabis-friendly event company that is elevating and educating the community about cannabis, states Darren Brotherton, VP of Operations. The only difference guests would notice in the cannabis rooms is that each room will contain a scrubber, which recirculates the air to keep things fresh. Between guests, a more powerful cleaner is brought in for a deeper clean of the environment. There's no cigarette smoking in any of the hotel rooms. Chef Derek Upton, known as the Arizona Cannabis Chef, was featured on Netflix's Cooked with Cannabis and Food Network's first ever Chop 420. He is available to provide in-room cannabis-infused dinners, and guests can also register for his Elevated Under the Stars, an intimate dinner party featuring a cannabis-infused six-course fine dining experience atop the sky deck. During the heat of the summer months, the location is at a private off-site indoor venue. Well, that sounds lovely. I just want to eat a six-course meal that anybody but myself making. I love food, especially when other people are making it. Oh. All right, you know I want to bust into one of my favorite lines. I hope you're enjoying your drinks as much as my horse enjoyed making them for you. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Line from a movie quote. Don't get all personal on me and all upset. That was funny. Million ways to die in the West. Go watch it and quit yelling at me. Well, there you have it, folks. Wow, that's pretty cool. I like it. I like the whole, I think we should have a company dinner. An elevated company dinner. I think that's a really good idea. There you go. We're going to Phoenix, folks. We're going to have to Uber there, though, because if you eat too many edibles, you are definitely not driving back to Tucson. That's for sure. Jeff, get us all trashed. Oh, boy. All right. What else is going on? The Good Leaf coming soon. We even have a fun new phone number. You can have it, but I don't think you can call it yet. It's 520-532-5323, and it spells 532-LEAF. Yeah. 532-LEAF for the Good Leaf. We're super, super excited to bring you some awesome, awesome, super healthy surprises. You guys are going to love this. Something you can take on the go with you. Something totally healthy, totally natural, and anyone 18 years and older can use. I take marijuana, but it's not going to be marijuana. No, we can't have marijuana. It's hemp, and it's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome hemp. Okay, let's see. Canada to reopen border, travelers reminded cannabis is prohibited. Ooh. Okay, here you go, folks. The borders open to Americans with proof of vaccination and who don't have any cannabis. That's lame. So you can only go to Canada if you're vaccinated. apparently, on both sides of some areas of the U.S.-Canadian border, cannabis is legal for adult use, but that doesn't mean you can take cannabis through customs of an international border. Don't even think about it. They need a duh thing on here. Duh. Duh. Or maybe this is it. That's too long. Don't even think about it, because officials from both sides say they won't tolerate it and it can still get you into serious trouble. Canada is opening the border to vaccinated American travelers beginning August 9th. But despite cannabis being legal for adult use in New York and Canada, it's still illegal to take it between the two countries. It's the same story in ports of entry in Washington State, Michigan, Maine, and other areas. Travelers must have received their vaccine at least 14 days prior. Next, they must provide all COVID-19 related information electronically through the website. Finally, travelers must have physical proof of vaccination to present at the border, i.e. a paper card. It's easy to forget a passport, or even worse, forget that you have weed in the car when there isn't much time to turn the car around. But if you get caught with weed, you'll almost certainly be denied entry to the U.S., regardless of state legal medical cards, and could be given a ticket or arrested at their discretion. Mike Nizgada, is a public affairs officer with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection and said there have been a number of smuggling cases, even though cannabis is legal on both sides. Quote, we had an incursion that came in via helicopter that landed in Grand Island, just north of Buffalo. In 2019, Border Patrol agents recovered 4 duffel bags carrying a total of more than 100 pounds of cannabis with a street value of $100,000. Well, Grand Island made the news. Patty, was that you? They see smaller infractions happen more often. Unintended smuggling because people have cannabis in their cars and forget about it. They say they went to Toronto, go up to see the Maple Leafs play the Sabres. They brought some marijuana and then they forgot it. And then they realized what happened. That could result in potentially serious charges, though. So because of U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents default to federal law. So what do you do if you have cannabis at a Canadian port of entry? You ditch it, people. When Canada first legalized cannabis, the parliamentary secretary to Canada's Minister of Public Safety told Canadians they should, quote, be honest and tell the truth. But U.S. Customs Border Protection agents can ban you from entering the United States, even for admitting that you're there to smoke cannabis and party. For this reason, an immigration lawyer told Vice, he recommends being silent about plans to smoke weed when crossing the border. Having cannabis in the car could be worse. The best thing to do is just pay attention to what's in your car and prevent accidental smuggling charges. In some ports of entry, there are places where you can do a U-turn and find a place to dispose of cannabis. It depends on the port of entry, though. Some ports of entry have areas where they could U-turn and some do not. If travelers are caught throwing a bag of weed out the window, officials say that they face littering charges on top of cannabis possession. Oh, Lord. Officials claim that it's better to declare cannabis in the vehicle, but it could result in a fine or an arrest. To avoid all of that, he said travelers would be wise to leave the cannabis at home or to dispose of it before reaching the border in the first place. You think? You think that would be the wise thing to do? Oh, I don't know, folks. Let's see what's going on here. Uh-oh. Once again, I can't hear the music. There it is. All right. There we go. Thanks for tuning in today. We say Wednesday, everybody. Remember, only 150 days until Christmas, pal. Get ready. Thank you, Sarah Poransky, for coming on air. We really appreciate you. You guys can check her out at prismaticplants.com. Next week, we do have another guest. Wait for it. Wait for it. Let's see who it is. Drummer. Or maybe we don't. Oh, August 4th. I don't think we have a guest, but that's okay. We got you guys, and we love you, and we thank you for being here each and every week. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. And don't forget to check out The Good Leaf coming soon. Come to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. And come get certified. Come get some CBD. Come get some education. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Happy weekday Wednesday, everybody. Woohoo! It's a great day. It's a beautiful day in Tucson. I hope it is weary too. We love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next.